Okay, so this week's lesson is about living confidently, right? So we've got three quick questions here to get you guys started here, okay? What characteristic of God makes you feel safe? Basically, what do you know about God that makes you safe? Okay, whatever you want to answer, write down a one or two word answer there. Three words, what have you got? Up to 10.
Oh,
10 words on that
paper.
Number two, when has God helped you through a tough time? Okay, so think back to a time where you were struggling with something, or some bad thing was going to happen to you, or just impending doom was coming your way, and somehow God helped you through it.
Cheater.
No cheating.
My paper.
Question three.
I still need to write on.
Oh. What is one thing that you can ask God for and you know He will do? Okay, something you can ask God for and you know He will do. All right, three questions here. Just to get us started here. And we'll give you, I don't know, how much time you guys need? 22 seconds. Okay, so our study was from Psalm 27, which is actually like one of my favorite psalms. So while you guys are writing, I'll just read the psalm there. How's that? Instead of singing, you get like psalm.
You guys sing the psalm.
I will not sing this psalm. I will read it though. So Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When Thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me Thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemy. Deliver me not over the will of mine enemy, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Okay. You just be keeping them actually, so you don't have to. You can. All right. I mean, you're not turning that in or anything, you know.
Self-created
quiz. Maybe. We'll see.
I'll read it.
That's your prize.
That's not. We'll find out. Okay, so it's Psalm 27. Okay, this is basically a psalm from David. And what was going on here was, he was basically hiding from Saul. All right, and actually today I'm wearing my donut T-shirt here, right? But I'm hiding from the cops shirt here. You guys see my lunch all splattered over here from curry. Okay, basically, you know, I'm hiding from the cops. It's a little donut guy, right? He's hiding around the corner because the cops trying to get him, right? It's kind of scary. Okay, basically in the same psalm, David was kind of hiding from Saul, okay, right? They were coming after him. Saul wanted to kill him, right? Anyone know why? Someone? Yeses?
Jealous.
Yes, okay, he was jealous, right? Because David, you know, they said David's been the next king, and, you know, Saul was king, and he says, you know, I'm king, you can't be king, right? So he kills him off, and he'll stay king, right? That's his plan. So anyways, Saul is now trying to hunt David, and David was hiding here. You know, this verse talks about his enemies around him, right? And you know, David's still not scared, though. David never says, you know, like, oh, you know, Lord, Saul's going to come get me. Saul's going to kill me. He doesn't say that, right? Okay, back to verse 3. It says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident, okay? And basically the point of this chapter here, it talks about you know, having confidence in God. Okay, confidence in the Lord and confidence in God's protection here. Okay, as David was. David was confident God would protect him through the situation here. All right, and the confidence comes from three things here, this lesson tells us. All right, number one is knowing who God is. All right, number two, confidence comes from knowing what God has done. And number three, confidence comes from knowing what God will do. Okay, so the chapter focuses on three things, or maybe just one more thing. I picked three that I like. Okay, so knowing who God is, knowing what God has done, and knowing what God will do. Okay, those are the things that give us confidence in God. All right, we'll kind of go back to these in a little bit. But first of all, I want to go into just being like confident. Okay, when you're confident, how do you feel? What does that mean? You can what? Okay, you can do anything, you feel strong. What else?
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Okay, good. Okay, so, you know, when you're unstoppable, we think about this. When people think they're invincible, sometimes we say, hey, who do you think you are? What's the next word you guys say? Superman, there we go.
You saw the picture.
Oh, maybe you did. Here's a picture of Superman. I was trying to get video, but I couldn't download it in time, so I'm going with still pictures here, okay? So Superman, who do you think you are? Superman, right? And we say this because, why? What does Superman do? He was invincible, right? He was unstoppable, he's really strong, he's super fast, he can fly. Right, and I was watching Superman Returns. I broadcast TV the other day. And he stops bullets with his eyeballs. Right, okay, he can't be killed. He's not scared of anything. Right, any bad guy comes to him, he says, "You know what? No problem. I will come, knock you down, take your gun, eat your bullets, whatever." Right, okay, he doesn't care. Right, he's super confident when he's Superman. But what happens when he's Clark Kent? What does he do?
He acts normal.
Okay, he acts normal. What else? Okay, he hides his strength, right? He's a little quiet, he wears his glasses, he's all clumsy, right? He hides from superhero stuff, right? Does he look confident ever as Clark Kent? Okay, not really, right? Okay, so Superman, you know, he's normally just super strong, unstoppable, super confident, nothing can stop me type of guy. It's, you know, except for kryptonite bullets or whatever. Okay, but when he's Clark Kent, like when he's trying to hide, he's holding in his power, he's reigning his power, he doesn't, you know, stop bullets. He doesn't run real fast when he's, you know, wearing the glasses and looks like that, okay? So he doesn't look very confident when he's Clark Kent, right? Okay, well, you know, at Chinese Bible Church, we don't use Superman that much. We have another superhero we refer to a lot, right? Anyone have a guess on which superhero I'm talking about here? Whenever we need big, not North Star. We need big, strong guys to do stuff. What do we call them?
He-Man.
Oh. All right, and He-Man is very similar to Superman here, right? We need, you know, every time we have the He-Man basketball team, right? The old guys, big and strong, they used to win every game until the championships and we lost. Every time we have to move tables and chairs, we ask all the He-Man guys to come and go lift the chairs and, you know, lift one chair in each hand or whatever you got, right?
Use your muscles. I lift.
All right. Okay, so He-Man. All right, who actually knows He-Man's alter ego? He's not always He-Man.
I think only Ben knows this answer.
Well, Ben Lee.
Stoney Man.
Only one.
Oh, that's Adam.
That's right, okay. So you guys might not know this, but... Okay, actually, I have a picture of this. Well, here's the Clark Kent Superman picture. But this is actually Prince Adam here, okay? That's Prince Adam. He was like, I don't know, I forgot. He was Prince or something, okay? This is a really bad picture. But what he would do, okay? There's something he would do... Now, magically make him super strong, become all ripped, and have all his muscles here. Okay, does anyone know what he does, or how he gets here?
He holds the sword up.
He holds the sword up, and what does he do?
Say, He-Man!
He does not say He-Man. No. Does anyone know what he says? Some of the older guys that have been out here. I think
give
Ben
me
Lee.
The power.
I think Ben Lee knows
close.
I have the
power. Let me your strength.
Okay. Okay, so it's true. Okay, so he normally he's Prince Adam, right? You know, he's just, you know, hanging around, normal guy. Most people don't know who he is. But when the bad guys come and try to attack his castle, you know, bad guys come and do bad stuff, whatever happens in, you know, He-Man land. Okay, he grabs his sword, right? This power sword here. He lifts it up, and he says, "By the power of Grayskull, I have the power!" And then the lightning strikes down, and he gets all, like, buff on his side, shirt rips off. Okay, but he does this, right? You guys know what I'm talking about here? Remember, I just had that He-Man sword. I was looking for the weekend, but I don't know how to say the He-Man sword. I think I gave it away or I lost it. But the He-Man sword, you push it, and it says, "I have the power," and it lights up and everything, right? So anyways,
By the power of Grayskull, he has the power and he transforms. All of a sudden, instead of Prince Adam, okay, Prince Adam's just, you know, a normal guy, he just hangs on the castle. He-Man, all of a sudden, he turns into this big buff guy, pulls out their sword, and he's, you know, slashing Skeletor and stabbing bad guys and knocking guys off the castle walls and stuff, right? Okay? So, basically, it's just a quick transmission, and he has the power. Okay? And here's the cool part about this, and this whole lesson about living confidently, okay, is that, believe it or not, you know, you have greater power than He-Man guy. Okay? Because, number one, our power is real. The power we get comes from God. Alright? And God gives us the same powers to act, you know, confidently, to be superstars, to be superheroes. Okay? And that's where our little questions come in here. So you guys grab your questions here. Number one. Alright. So number one, this is the question of what characteristics of God makes you feel safe? Okay? And this is because knowing who God is gives us confidence. Oh, go back to David. Okay? David, you know, like I said, he was kind of alone there, right? You know, Saul and his armies out trying to chase him. But one of the things new that David knew, he knew who God was, right? David is often called as the man after God's own heart, things like that. And he knew who God was. He knew that God, because of his characteristics and certain attributes that God has, that he would protect David. Okay? So, what we're going to do here, okay, everyone has to talk at this point here, right? So you guys have your little question sheets, right? So, whatever you wrote down, number one, okay, I want you to say this, okay? We'll just go around one at a time so you hear everyone's answers. Okay, you say, because God is blank, whatever you wrote down, okay, one of the characteristics, attribute of God, because God is blank, I have the power. All right, everyone, that's what you're going to say. All right, let's start here.
Eva here,
if you don't mind.
I have a sense, though.
That's okay.
There you go. Because God is your sense.
Because God, the fact that...
Okay. Well, let's start off Eva here.
Because God is trustworthy, I have the power.
All right.
Say it louder.
Yeah,
I have power.
Say it louder with the British accent, too.
All right, keep going. Cindy.
Because he is all-knowing, I have the power.
Okay. You have the same answer as OKS, they want you to say it, okay? Because this power is for everyone.
Because God is good, he says, I have the power.
Because God is good, I have the power.
Because God is powerful, I have the power.
Very good.
I like that one.
Because God is love and sovereign, I have the power. Because God is almighty, I have the power. Because God can be called at all times, I have the power.
Because God is watching over everyone, I have the power.
Because God watches over me, I have the power.
Because I have a good chances, I have the power.
I'm skeptical.
Because God is always on my side, I have the power.
Because God can bring down his enemies, I have the power.
Because God controls everything, I have the power.
Because God is all powerful, I have the power.
Because God is everything, I have the power. Because God is watching us no matter what, I have the power. Because God is always with me, I have the power.
Because God is powerful.
Okay, because God is all-knowing.
Oh my
God, sorry, David, go ahead.
Because God is omnipotent, I have the power.
Okay, that's fine. But because God is all-knowing, I have the power. Okay? Okay, so like, basically what this talks about, confidence with who God is, you know, the better you know God, okay, the more you can trust that he's going to be there for you, right? It's like, well, pretend we're playing basketball, okay? And let's say I have somehow drafted Kobe Bryant to play on my pickup team out there at Wisconsin. Okay, because I know Kobe Bryant is an MVP-type player, because I know he's that good, okay, I have confidence that by giving the ball, he's going to help our team win, right? Because just that's what you know about him, right? The more you know, pick some guy off the street, just like a random guy standing in the corner and say, hey, come play basketball with us, right? Do you know if he's going to help you win? You have no idea. He might be the best player ever, but you might not know. He could be the worst guy ever, right? You have no idea. You don't know this guy, right? So therefore, you don't know what he can do for you. But at least if I draft Kobe on my team, I know he can help me win, right? Same for God, right? The better you know God, the more characteristics you understand about God, the more confident you are that he's going to do what he says he's going to do for you. Okay? And this is some of the concept David David has here. All right, so question two. We're moving on here. Okay, when has God helped you through a tough time? Okay, because knowing what God has done for you in the past, okay, gives, you know, confidence you can do it again in the future, right? So let's go ahead, let's go again, let's go back this way this time. Okay, so this time, because God has, blank, done this, okay, I have the power, all right? Go ahead, Chris, get started. Okay, so basically the second question, right? It says, when has God helped you through a tough time? So because God has done this, because God has, you know, helped me pass my class or whatever, I have the power. Okay, because God has done blank, I have the power. That's the term, that's what you're going to say for this time. All right? Go ahead.
Because God has helped me through phases like this, I have the power.
Because God has done whatever you wrote down, I have the power.
God has helped me with insurance about getting a solo. I don't have the power.
I will come back. Let's just skip Kenny for now. Just catch up with Kenny with you. Because God has...
Because God has helped me through the finals when I thought I was going to fail everything. I have the power.
Because God has helped me with school, I have the power.
Because God helped me finish college, I have the power.
Oh, man, that's not...
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, you can have the same answer as someone else.
All right, because God helped me through college, I have the power.
Because God got me to work on time, and after I got rear-ended...
Because God helped me escape from scary men.
Because God helped me through my first volleyball game, I have the power.
Because God has given me this because God has helped me through my jury duty, I have the power. God has helped me through school, I have the power. Because God helped me through a bad grade on a math test, I have the power.
Because God helped me in math, I have the power.
Because God helped me pass my class with a D, I have the power.
Sorry, not passing.
What is the question?
Sorry.
So let me come back to you a little somewhere. This is number two. So what has God helped you through that? And you're supposed to respond with, you know, what the wisdom of the game come back to.
Because
God has tried to get two places on time, I have the power.
Because God has watched over my family, I have the power. Because God helped me conquer my fear, I have the power.
Okay, because God has provided me a place to live when I was almost grown up, I have the power. Basically, let's talk about just talk about the confidence we get from God. And the first question was about what characteristics God make us feel safe. You know, and then you missed our He-Man speech earlier, to catch up on it. So basically, okay, as we went out of the room, you guys heard there's lots of different situations where God has helped each and every one of us in our own different ways, right? Whether it's through school, through work, through other situations. Okay, God has been there helping the past, right? And like I said, you know, kind of following up on the first couple and the next one, because you know God's done in the past, you can trust that He's going to take care of it in the future. Or he's actually going to just do it once and just, you know, let you hang next time you get yourself in trouble. Okay, we have this past history to draw on, right? You know that he's done it before, he can do it again. Okay, we hear about how he's helped other people, so you know he can help you in the same way. Okay, so that's, I mean, that should help you get, you know, in terms of power, when I say power, you know, live confidently, okay, that you have the power from God to live confidently in that. Okay, so the third question, this is actually kind of a trickier one here. It talks about confidence in what God will do. Okay, so the question was, what is one thing that you can ask God for and know He will do? Okay, and this is kind of weird. Sometimes you can always ask people to do things. So you can ask people to say, hey, can you give me a ride? Or hey, can I borrow $5? Sometimes it's going to be yes, sometimes it's going to be no, right? But usually you won't ask unless you think it's a yes, right? I'm not going to ask someone for like $10 if I know they don't have $10, right? That's kind of useless. So this is kind of like, you know, Well, what's one thing you can ask God for, and you know He's going to take care of you, you know He's going to provide for you, okay, based on, you know, what He's done in the past, or because of just what you know about God, okay, what can you ask God for that you know He will do or that He will give you, okay, and because you know that, you know, we talked about, you know, how God's done this in the past, how you can trust God, the more you know God, all these things, okay, you can pray to God with confidence, okay, like, so you can ask Him knowing that He will give this to you, okay, so see what kind of things we have. So this last question here, question three, okay, is because God will blank, whatever you wrote down, I have the power. Okay?
Let's start.
Yes, you need to have the power.
Because God will always give forgiveness, I have the power. Because God will always give protection, I have the power.
Because God will use workers, I have the power.
Because God will always listen.
Because God always forgives us.
Because God will always give protection.
Because God will keep me safe, I have the power. Because God will provide me peace, I have the power. Because God will watch over me, I will have the power. Because God is always in the world, I will have the power.
Because God is watching over me, I have the power.
Because God will always forgive us, I have the power. Or me.
Because God will help me at every moment.
Because God will always be there, I have the power. Because God will always forgive, I have the power.
Because God provides peace of mind, I have the power.
Because God will always give us yummy and nutritious food for dinner, I have the power.
Because God will always keep me safe, I have the power.
Because God will always protect us, I have the power. Because God helps you ensure, I have the power. Because God will always be there.
Because God will protect me, I have the power.
Because God will always provide for me, I have the power.
Okay, because God will provide for me, I have the power. Okay. So all these things start about, you know, the He-Man joke I kind of liked a lot, the I have the power thing. But it's true, though. Okay, God really does give us His power. Okay, the power that God gives us, basically just to live our daily lives, to live it confidently. Okay, I mean, just think about, like I said, either Prince Adam and He-Man or Clark Kent and Superman. Okay, which one is, you know, I guess, which one is better off, you know, in terms of being a Christian? You want to be like the Clark Kent Christian, a guy's, you know, kind of stumbling around, you know, looking kind of weak and shy, or you want to be the Superman Christian, who's out there not afraid of anything, right? Okay, so all these things talk about living confidently, you know, doesn't mean you can be arrogant and, you know, take God for granted, so, you know, I'm going to go jump off the building because, you know, I have the power or whatever. Okay? Don't do that. But, you know, you can live confidently knowing that God's always looking out for you. He's going to be there to take care of you, right? He's provided for all of us in the past. There's things He's done for each and every one of us that, you know, He will do for everyone else in the room as well, right? Whether it's school, work, safety, family, all these things, right? And actually, one line that this book really had that was cool, I like, the book says, Saul couldn't have defeated David because nobody wins a battle against God. Okay, and because, you know, like I said, the more you know God, the better we know God, the better we learn about, you know, just our own Christian lives, right? The closer you are to God, okay, you're not going to lose. Okay, you can be confident that there'll be victory for you. You know, not just in the end. I mean, in the end, everyone wins because we all go to heaven. But also, you know, in our earthly lives here, God will provide for you, God will look out for you, okay? So living confidently, yeah, just basically live your life trusting God and believing that things will turn out well for you no matter what your current circumstances are. Okay, and that's important. That's where we think about, you know, things in the past, okay? When we had either family members who were sick or just, you know, car accidents or bad things happen. Okay, things were bad at the time, okay? But if you look back on it, you know, God helped you through it, okay, one way or another, bad grades, right, whatever it was, okay, God helped you through that tough circumstance, okay, so whatever your current circumstances are, they might suck, things might be, like I said, going downhill, but just live confidently, trust that God is out there, you know, looking out for you, and whatever happens, it's going to be, you know, God's plan for you, right? So pretty much that's it, just, you know, last thing, just remember that you have the power, okay, you guys have the power to live confidently, the power of Christ lives within each and every one of us here. Alright, and don't be afraid of that power, okay? Don't be afraid to live confident. Don't be afraid to say, you know, hey, you know, I'm a Christian. Don't be afraid to ask God for things and have God provide for you. Alright, I mean, a lot of times we feel like, you know, we're kind of like, you know, we want to be Superman. You know, everyone does their own thing all the time. I'm real tough. You know, I can handle it myself. But, you know, don't be afraid to ask God. You know, I mean, even Superman, his little, what's this thing of solitude, right? Whenever he went to hide out and recharge his energy, right? But, you know, just don't be afraid. I mean, we have the power to live confidently in Christ. Live your lives as a superhero with that power. Let's close off in a word of prayer here tonight. Dear God, we just thank you for, just seriously, the power of Christ that you have given each and every one of us, Lord God. We pray that you help us overcome our fears and any kind of worries or anxieties we have, because we know you will help us overcome them, Lord God. We thank you for just all the ways you have blessed us in this room, Lord, just getting us through the tough situations in the past. And we pray that we can come to you confidently, knowing that you'll provide for us and you'll take care of us in the future as well, Lord God. We just thank you for our Bible study. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Any more Ask Cal questions, by the way?
In the box. My question you'll always
give me. I must grab my questions.
My question is box.
All right. I'm going to write a question.
You have to write your name?
Yeah, you get a prize.
One question refers to include your name to be eligible
for
the prize.
Not that you get the prize wrongly, chocolate. Someone guessed it. It is quality stuff.
What is a good question to ask? Yeah. All
right, hold this up and find your questions.
What?
Something. What?
All right, I have.
Did I say strong?
30 prizes.
What? Less than 30 people, right?
Yeah, 30 prizes.
All right, just keep on throwing these in here as we go.
Actually, how'd you come?
I put Bob in. No, I put Bob and Calvin.
Alright.
Yeah, you're going to want to check out Bob.
Alright, and if somehow.
Hi.
The Ask Cal, basically, if you ask a question, you will get a candy bar of your choice.
If somehow I cannot answer your question,
you also win a green cookie. These are very green. In fact, they might be radioactive.
Do you record this fucking, by the way?
Huh? Hey, look. They look really cool, okay? These are high-quality prizes here. All right. We'll answer as many as we can. First question. What is the news on High School Musical CBC Style? This is from Brian. What is the news on High School Musical CBC Style? There were rumors that we're going to start a second like Christmas play type thing, but do it as High School Musical. Maybe in the summer when we have time to get to practice, we can run this thing. But we need high schoolers who are willing to sing and perform and willing to practice. Team named the Comebacks. Actually, it's Comebackers. So we have this fence with this fake baseball game we play. My team is called the Comebackers because my team can't hit the ball. When we hit the ball real weak, it dribbles back to the pitcher and they call that a comebacker. That's what my team does. My team can't hit, so they're the Comebackers. That's the Norman Lau. Oh, sorry. Brian and Norman, you guys actually get a
first draft of prizes.
First draft.
All right. This is Pat. He says, Dear Ricky Bobby, what are the fundamentals behind drafting while driving? How close do you have to drive to actually feel the effects of drafting? How fast have you actually driven? Shake and bake, he says. First of all, fundamentals of drafting, you just want to get behind the guy because, you know, wind resistance, right? There's less drag. So this is a car, and this is a car. Right? This guy's driving here, you know, the wind's coming in front, right? Especially like 120 miles an hour, 160 miles an hour. The wind's, you know, kind of pushing the car here, right? So it slows it down. So if you're drafting, you go behind them, like that, and the wind goes over this car, so there's less wind on your car, so you can save some gas and go even faster than you can. You're not pushing the wind. That's drafting. How close do you do? Maybe like 6 inches. I'll put it that way, 180 miles an hour, though. How fast have I driven? I will say maybe 118. Alright, sorry. Pat, you get your prize over someone's picture that you're going to. Alright, Kevin asked, are you and Pat real brothers? Yes, we are. Alright, Eva, if you could change your name to anything, what would it be? Include first, middle, and last.
California Bobby.
It would be Art Vandelay. That's from Seinfeld. I don't know. That's the made-up name I always use. So when people ask me for names, like at KFC, what name? I use Art. Art Vandelay. Get your prize over there. All right, Ashley, if you can take only three things with you on a stranded island, what would you take and why?
One, two, three.
Probably not.
No.
Okay. I would take a 12-pack of Pepsi because I like drinking Pepsi.
12 items.
Like, is there limitations to, like, can't bring, like, my computer? Just so I can check my emails still while I'm there, I guess. And probably one of my softball bats, because I've been spending so much money on those stupid things. And I can play softball. You know, coconuts are out there. Alright, Cindy. Why don't you like singing songs? That was actually... I'm sure everyone can remember. Cindy says, why don't you like singing songs? It's not that I don't like singing songs, I just didn't want to sing today. I had the quiz today. But I don't sing that, because I don't sing that well either. I get busted in karaoke, I finish last, so I have to retire from that game.
You're not
going to
be in the
musical thing? Nope, I just directed. I will not be in it. Okay, David asks, is the prize serious? Obviously not. I even mentioned it was not so serious prizes in the email, I believe.
Oh, I'm savvy.
How much does the Earth weigh? There's actually no one. I don't know how to ask this question. But I think it weighs somewhere in the range of like 300 million pounds.
Holy cow!
I have to say it weighs nothing.
I have no idea.
Because you have space. You don't have to weigh space.
Oh, bonus prize! Here you go, Allison. Three cookies. Okay, how many doors does a building have? I don't know, I can count them, I guess.
Alright,
no, I'm gonna give up. Whoever asked this question, you can take double prize.
Oh,
wait. What is the following molecule? The C of the triple bond C? It's carbon. What is that? Carbonate?
I don't know.
Whatever, Fanny gets the bonus prize too. I don't know how many doors the building has. I'm going to count that later. Alright. What is the meaning of stem cell research? Getting scientific on me here, huh? Calvin. Stem cell research. And because I actually studied science like many years ago, I can make up an answer to this. But stem cells are like the cells, I think like when you're like a baby, like a fetus, right? Because, you know, eventually everyone starts out with one cell, right? And cells multiply and multiply and multiply until, you know, your cells become like bones, brains, hearts, whatever, right? So the stem cells are cells at the very beginning when it can become like anything. Like, we don't know what it's going to turn into yet. So I think what they do is they want to take these stem cells like from like aborted fetuses or something like that and try and, you know, build like a heart or build a lung or something like that. It's supposed to try to find ways to cure cancer.
Is this like a...
Oh, does that answer your question? The meaning of it? That's what it does. Don't know if it's good or not. I don't know. You can ask Fanny for more scientific questions there. Okay, Aaron. He says, who do you favor most in this room? Why? Who do you favor most in this room? Why?
Brother.
It is. Okay, well, how's this? I'll show who I favor the least in this room. That would obviously be Pat, because I spent so much time with him that I'm kind of sick of him as it is. I do not need him. Thank you very much. Alright, what is Sierra Mist? That's what I drink, but I don't drink Pepsi. This is actually the one email question. This is actually, this is your question here. I actually forgot it. Do you feel God directed you to your current career? Something along those lines. So the question is, you know, do you feel God directed you to your current career? And the answer is obviously yes. For those that don't know about me, like, I went to Berkeley a couple years ago, and then I graduated. I studied biology, but I didn't want to work in a biology lab or do any, like, science. I didn't want to go to school anymore. Actually, I started volunteering at a place in Oakland, you know, working up youth and after-school kids and basically, you know, kids in the ghetto and stuff like that.
And I worked there for a little bit. It was like a Christian place, just did Bible studies every now and then. So I started looking for work, basically along those lines, working with other people, working with students instead. And after I graduated, I remember I actually did math camp that summer I graduated. Good news for all you guys. Doing math camp. I took the summer off and I started looking for jobs like in September or so. And then I found a place at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, which is a Christian organization over in the city of Richmond. And they do things like they have after school shelter for kids, they have like a family shelter for women, they have like a men's recovery program, they like give food away to the poor, things like that. And then I just applied there for a job, just because I heard the ad on the radio one day. So I just called them up, so you have youth department. And then said, yeah, I'll just come on by. So I went by, filled the application out, and then, basically they hired me, the next week or something like that. And I actually had to postpone starting for a week because of the Giants playoffs that year. So I can't wait until the week after that. So I started working there. And that's cool. I mean, I was there for a long time. I was there for, almost 5 years, I guess, working basically at the rescue mission, working with kids, doing Bible study, doing stuff like that. And it was kind of fun. God kind of kept me safe. Richmond, you hear all these shootings and there's really dangerous things like that. But God always kept me safe. He took care of me there. And then, I guess, after I quit that job, I kind of wanted to quit because I wanted to move on and do something else. But so, in education, because, a lot of these kids, basically they're doing really bad in school. And I could see that, education is really important for youth, right? So you guys go to college. I started working in a school district there in Richmond, actually. I didn't have a job for, I took 2 months off to do nothing, basically, hang out and go broke, basically. But then, all of a sudden I started for a job around, January or so that year. And then my roommate was actually teaching at a school and then says, hey, we have some tutor positions open here. I know the principal can get you in. So I talked to the principal, got a job working there, tutoring for about a year or so. I did that and then I had to move to Daly City, so I just lost that job. When I got to Daly City, I started teaching, or I started substitute teaching, what I was doing, just to kill some time, follow the education path there. And I was subbing at a couple of different schools. And then the really cool thing is I started looking for other jobs, a more permanent job. And the job I have now, I actually work at a middle school, where I run a middle school program, trying to help kids get to college. And the cool thing was, one of the main reasons I got this job was because I'd been subbing at that school, because they knew me, and then they thought, I'd be a good fit for the school. So that's where I got the job, that's where I'm at now. And it all kind of fits in from where I started, even I studied biology, from where I started working with kids to, going on to teaching and schooling, and it kind of continued out into, school, to being at the school, to being where I'm at now. I can see how God looked out for me the whole time, all these jobs that he gave me and the jobs he, didn't give me and got rejected from. It worked out for me. That's my educational or job history there. How's it going? Get a prize there, everyone. Chris asks, what is the prize? I think we all know. The prize is serious candy over there. What is your favorite candy? It's actually a Twix. I wanted to buy the 30 pack of Twix, whatever, but they didn't have it. So I settled for this one here, which has 8 Twix, and I was hoping there'd be one left over. I guess I'm wrong.
I'll take you for a Snickers.
That's okay. I'm gonna buy a whole box for myself tomorrow.
Oh, don't. I can catch.
Wait, I can't catch.
Right in his lap.
And that goes to Gordon. Don't worry. I'm gonna buy a whole box of Twix myself.
Those things taste nasty.
I like them.
Well, it tastes really sugary.
All right. Alan says, if someone paid you $1 million to never drink Pepsi again, would you do it? You know what? I would have to consider it. I think I might. Depends on who's paying the $1 million, too, though. If it's if it's my brother paying $1 million, I would do it because I would like to take $1 million from him. But it's Donald Trump or someone like billions and stuff, we'll just throw it away. Maybe not. But if it makes someone work for that $1 million, I'd do it. All right. Oh, Coke is not good. Right, I would not ever drink Coke.
$10 a week to drink Coke.
Nope, would not do it. $1 million, I might think about it. Anything less than that, I'll drink my Pepsi. All right, thank you for your questions.